You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Omar Khadr, a Canadian citizen, was 15 years old in 2001 when he was shot and taken prisoner by U.S. military in Afghanistan. He was tortured. Later, he was transported to Guantanamo and further tortured. He has remained imprisoned there for 6 years. The fate of Omar Khadr remains juggled between the decisions of a U.S. military court in Guantanamo, the possibility of Barack Obama fulfilling his election promise to disband that U.S. hellhole, and the possibilities that people can compel our government to demand Omar Khadr's repatriation to Canada. On the phone to discuss Omar Khadr's situation is Gail Davidson. She is a founding member of Lawyers Against War and an activist in the campaign to bring Omar Khadr home. Hi, Gail, and welcome back to Red Eye.
Good morning, Mordecai. Thank you.
What is happening right now in the military trial of Omar Khadr at Guantanamo?
The trial has been, I don't like to call it a trial, so I'm going to call it a process, because in our language we think of a trial as a process of testing evidence to determine the truth of a particular matter in civil and criminal matters, and that's, nobody says that the Guantanamo Bay process provides trials. It provides a process by which the prisoners that come before the process are to be convicted. Nobody, including the prosecutors that work in the military tribunals, expect there to ever be any acquittals. The process, the hearing, has been adjourned to January 26th.
It's adjourned, and that is subsequent to the change of office, with the current president being replaced by the newly elected president.
Yes, the Obama administration will take over on January 20th. So.
And Obama, during the election campaign, at any rate, did make a statement that he wanted to end these military commissions that are conducting, as you rightly corrected me, a process designed for one end and one end only, that is conviction. Do you think he will make any difference that's of consequence for Omar Khadr?
I don't. And neither do people in the U.S. I haven't heard any commentator, Mordecai, perhaps you have, who has said otherwise. A fellow called Stimson, who formerly was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, so he was one of the people principally in charge of Guantanamo Bay prisoners, has said that he doesn't think that there will be any movement by the Obama administration to release, as their first, as one of their first moves, in what Mr. Stimson said, an accused terrorist. And, you know, I think there's many reasons why the Obama administration is going to move very slowly with the Guantanamo Bay situation. Perhaps Guantanamo Bay will be closed down, and if I were one of the people in Guantanamo Bay, or acting for one of the people, or responsible, as I think all Canadians are responsible for, minimally for Omar Khadr, that wouldn't be a thing to crow about, because if the people were moved to U.S. prison, as has been suggested that they be moved to a big prison in Leavenworth, and then tried, there has to be the decision, how are they going to be tried, because currently they're being tried under offenses created under the Military Commissions Act that was passed in October of 2006. So they're ex post facto crimes that international law prohibits. That's one of our non-derogable rights. Along with torture, we can never be prosecuted for crimes that were committed after the acts were alleged to have occurred. And so then the U.S. has to think, well, how can we prosecute this person? Because they're saying he was dubbed by President Bush as an enemy, an illegal enemy combatant. And so therefore they're saying if there's a combat situation involving U.S. soldiers and an illegal enemy combatant, and a U.S. soldier in that, any of the people dubbed as illegal enemy combatants are killed or injured or anything, well, that's not a crime committed by the U.S. soldiers. But if any of the U.S. soldiers are injured or killed during that conflict, then that becomes murder, assault causing bodily harm, attempted murder on the behalf of the person dubbed as the illegal enemy combatant, because the Military Commissions Act says these people are unprivileged, they're not privileged to kill, and that the U.S. soldiers are. So you can see it's it's a bizarre situation. So they would have to try and recreate that bizarre situation under U.S. law, and that would take years.
So if the Guantanamo trial, quote unquote, process, which is completely in abrogation of laws and democratic rights.
Yes.
And if a new administration promises no clear resolution of that to prevent that from continuing, then is it the Canadian government which must remain the main practical focus of efforts to rescue Omar Khadr?
Absolutely, and that's absolutely what Pentagon officials say. Pentagon officials say that the only way that Mr. Khadr is going to be released and repatriated to Canada is if the Canadian head of state requests it. And if the Canadian head of state, i.e. Harper, requested it, then everybody says, all commentators say, all Pentagon and White House spokespeople say, then the president, whoever the president would be in this case now, Obama, would have to seriously consider that. And the other so-called Western countries who've had either citizens or residents in there that have been released following diplomatic negotiations are Australia, Belgium, Denmark, France, Russia, Spain, Germany, Sweden, and the UK. So Canada's the only country who hasn't even asked.
Would you update us on the initiatives that are being taken now in Canada to pressure the Canadian government to act for the release and repatriation of Omar Khadr to his homeland here?
Sure. There's three organizations. Lawyers Against the War and Lawyers' Rights Watch Canada filed a complaint with the United Nations that will come before the Human Rights Commission in February of 2009, and the complaint says that Canada violated its international law obligations in its treatment of Omar Khadr, including the failure by Canada to take any action to protect Mr. Khadr's rights and to prevent the U.S. from further violating them when Canada received incontrovertible evidence that those rights were being violated. Two other organizations in Canada have also filed omnibus complaints that include reference to Omar Khadr there, and that's Amnesty International and an Ottawa-based umbrella group called the International Civil Liberties Monitoring Group. So we hope that something will come out of that, because Canada has to answer those allegations that we've made. You see, our reports went in the beginning of September, and now by the end of January, Canada has to have filed a response to those complaints. So that's one process. A group of organizations has formed across Canada a coalition to bring Omar home, and you can go to the website, which is called www.bringomarhome.com. www.cfro.ca, that's all one word, and there we list events and materials and pleadings and so on and so forth. And the members of that coalition, there's I think there's about 35 groups that are now members of that coalition. We organize different initiatives in various cities. So Lawyers Against the War has organized a number of them in Vancouver. There's a number of events going on in Edmonton this weekend. Last weekend, a group of people held a vigil outside Harper's residence and so on. And the group is sending a letter to Obama next week, calling on his administration to secure Mr. Khadr's repatriation.
And has there been any further court process?
There has been in Canada. The Omer Khadr's Canadian lawyers, Dennis Edney and Nathan Whitling, argued before the federal court on October 28th that the for an order compelling the Canadian government to secure Khadr's release and repatriation, and they were arguing because of a an earlier Supreme Court of Canada decision on the Omer Khadr case that the government is obliged to take some action, and the court has reserved decision on that.
Now, I understand, just lastly, that there is a wide number of organizations that are involved. If you had a wish list of one sort of network or sector of Canadian society that isn't yet committed and involved in calling for Omer Khadr's return to Canada, what would that network be?
Politicians, members of parliament, members of legislative assemblies, provincial councillors, and journalists. The Toronto Star continues to regularly support report Omer Khadr issues, but I have to say Lawyers Against the War has been distributing Omer Khadr stuff for many years now, and it's only until very recently that the news would ever touch it. But I'm very heartened by the number of groups across Canada that have signed on to the UN report, for instance. And if your listeners have a minute, I would even read them.
I'm afraid not.
Okay.
But thanks. Anyway, and we'll get people to certainly go to the website that you mentioned. I'll repeat that again, and also encourage people to contact their members of parliament and press there, as well as voice their own support for
That's
his
right.
repatriation.
And if they want to take further action, they can contact Lawyers Against the War at law@portal.ca.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mordecai.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Gail Davidson of Lawyers Against the War. law@portal.ca is their website. And if you'd like more information as well, you can go to the website of bringomarhome.ca. You'll find a link to that on the Red Eye website, cooperadio.org/redeye.